This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives closed the first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings into U.S. President Trump Friday with testimony from Marie Yovanovitch. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
Trump tweeted about Yovanovitch as she testified, prompting a warning from Democrats about the addition of potential charges in any articles of impeachment.
This is a part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses. And it's also part of a pattern to obstruct the investigation. It was also a part, frankly, of the pattern to obstruct justice.
But the president defended the move.
I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech, just as other people do. But they've taken away the Republicans' rights.
And as Republican allies argued, the first week of testimony provided no hard evidence of wrongdoing. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A teenager who opened fire at his high school in Southern California this week and then turned the gun on himself died from his wounds on Friday. Police say that 16-year-old Nathaniel Burhaus died at the hospital Friday afternoon with his mother at his side. He shot five fellow students at his high school in Santa Clarita Thursday with a .45 caliber pistol, killing a 15-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. Burhaus, whose 16th birthday was the day of the shooting, then shot himself in the head. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, in a televised speech to the nation earlier this week, announced that his government would release three prominent Taliban members in exchange for two Westerners abducted by the Taliban as a confidence-building measure with the insurgent group. The Western hostages are American Kevin King and Australian Timothy John Weeks, who have been in Taliban's captivity since 2016 when they were abducted from the capital, Kabul. Both were professors at the American University of